Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So much football uncertainty in Louisiana. I don't care if you're in Baton Rouge. I don't care if you're in New Orleans with the Saints. We could be talking about the Tigers out west. Man, one team is looking for a coach. The other team is looking for a QB. They may be trading some players away. We got the governor getting involved in football matters. There's a lot going on in Louisiana. We just talked about some of it in order to get a first-person perspective of what's going down in Louisiana. Joining us right now is the host of the Datitude podcast on NOLA News, NOLA.com. Joining us right now is Jim Derry. Jim, how are you, man?
Well, I was doing okay until you just depressed me with that intro.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not been the greatest football season in Louisiana, that's for sure.
But
we're doing okay.
I'm glad you're doing okay. I know things have been kind of rough out there in Louisiana. Let's take a look at the Tigers first before we get over to the Saints. We know about Brian Kelly getting fired, and now the search is on. But we've really now heard from the governor of the state. And, I mean, He just got in the seat. Is he already looking for votes? He's kind of putting his nose into LSU business because it's a public school. What's going on?
Well, I think he read too many books about Huey Long, and he wanted to go back to the days and maybe wanted to be Kingfish or something along those lines. So we actually talked about this morning, and, you know, my podcast, this is the fifth season of the podcast, and we've done a really nice job of staying away from politics, but there was no other way. You had to talk about it this morning, and look, it's not going to help you in your search to get a coach if a big name coach is looking at what's going on in Louisiana. The governor's trying to get involved. So it's a mess, and he ain't helping. So that's where we are right now.
We know that he's not helping. What do you think are the next steps? Are things muddled, or is that more of outside noise?
I think it's probably a little bit more of outside noise. In the end, it's still LSU. And you're talking about, you know, I got a biased opinion, but I still think it's one of the top 5 to 7 jobs in the country. When you're talking about college football, they won 3 national championships over the course of, you know, the last less than two decades. And it's still a premier program. And so I think that it's obviously a destination of someone that's willing to make a move is going to want to go. It's just going to depend on what kind of big name are you going to get? Are you going to get a guy like Dan Lanning, Lane Kiffin, or are you going to go smaller and try to get an up-and-coming coach like John Summerall from Tulane? So I think it's more talk about nothing than anything in the end. I still think that LSU will probably get maybe not the first coach they want, but they'll get one of the top 2 or 3 names they're looking for.
Jim Derry is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things sports in Louisiana. Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think would be the best candidate for the job?
Well, I think Dan Lanning is the best young college coach in the country. And if I were LSU, and I, that would be the call that I would make to Oregon and say, look, are you interested in leaving? He may not be interested in leaving for all I know. But to me, that would be the call that I would make. And at 39 years old, I think what this program needs is a burst of youth. Because honestly, when you're talking about where players want to play for young coaches, they want to play for energetic coaches, and I think he would lead a charge, and that's who I'd be interested in. Next, in my opinion, is John Summerall from Tulane. I think that, you know, our local columnist here, Jeff Duncan, wrote a column a couple of days ago and said, if you don't go get John Summerall, you're going to be playing against him next year. And what he's done with Tulane has been fantastic and still has them in the conversation for a playoff. We'll find out. You know, they play San Antonio tonight in Memphis next week if they're still in that conversation. But, you know, what he's done at Tulane has been fantastic. So those are the two names that I'd look for most. A lot of LSU fans want Lane Kiffin. I'm not 100% sure that he's going to leave Ole Miss, and if he does, it could be to Florida. So we'll see what goes on there.
Yeah, we see John Summerall, I mean, right down the road in the city. He's got the green wave rolling. Well, let me ask you this. As things stand the rest of the season with LSU, we know this is now – a little bit of a lost season, more of an experiment. We got Garrett Nussmeier, who's just been told that he's going to start. Is that kind of temporary, or does he have enough clout with his last name to kind of stick it out the rest of the year?
Oh, I think the program, I don't want to say, I guess loyalty only goes so far in college football, but one thing that threw these Brian Kelly years and the toughness the things that are disappointing, and hasn't necessarily been Garrett Nussmeier, so I think he's earned the right to start at least this next game, but things go south and you may have to revisit that. But Garrett Nussmeier, in my opinion, is earned the right to get to start against Alabama in 2 weeks. Frank Wilson, the interim coach Frank Wilson, I think that's the intention that he has going forward as well.
Is there anything else that we should pay attention to over the next month as the season rounds out for LSU?
Well, I mean, one thing, I think the reason why Brian Kelly ended up losing his job when he did is because, you know, this team played with no heart against Texas A&M in the second half. It was clear that he had lost the players and that the heart had kind of gone out of this program. So what I'd be watching over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, and as this season winds down, whether or not they go to a bowl game, whether or not they want to or not, is, are these players, are their hearts still in it? Are they going to lose a ton of players to the portal? What is this next coach going to have to go through when he comes in here? And so all things to watch over the course of the next month, for sure.
And Jim Derry is here with us, host of the Datitude podcast, NOLA News, NOLA.com. Speaking of coaches, if we go a little further east and we go into New Orleans, we know that the Saints have a first-year head coach here, and Kellen Moore running things with the Saints. The Saints are trying to figure out their quarterback situation. What overall is the fan base's reaction to seeing Shuck?
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And like, hey, it's about time, right?
Mostly, and only because I think this team is 1-7. It was a very mixed bag going into the year. It was probably 50-50, star Spencer Rattler, star Tyler Shuck. But I think when you go 1-7, obviously you're going to get more people to not say, okay, it's time to make a change at the most important position on the football field and going forward. I apologize for the drums out there. So I think that the fan base overall is interested. I don't know if they're excited. It's hard to get excited when you're 1-7, but I think they want to see what's going to happen with the change. Is it going to make a difference? And putting Telechuk in against the Los Angeles Rams, which is for sure the toughest game the Saints have the rest of the way on the road at Los Angeles, is the toughest place to put him. But they're ready to see what he has, and we're going to find out start Sunday.
Yeah, a little surprising, and I understand this year's draft was almost the where does Shador go. To have Tyler Shuck selected even before him, a lot of people were saying he's out of Louisville, but who, what, where, when, huh? What have you heard over the past several months in summertime as to why the Saints were so confident that this might be their guy?
You know what's interesting? You say that, and from everything that I hear from the inside is that not only was Shuck the guy they wanted over some of the guys that drafted after him, Shuck was number one on their board, period. I mean, even over Jackson Dart, who went in the first round, and the Giants jumped up to get him. I'm not so sure that's true, but that's what we hear from inside the building. I got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what they love, because there's some things about Telechuk. I mean, you love his size. You do love that he has mobility, but he's frankly made some interesting throws throughout his college career, and you're talking about a 26-year-old rookie. So I'm not 100% sure what they see to make him the 40th pick of the draft. But we're about to find out, JR. I think it's going to be an interesting 9 weeks for sure going forward, because it's his job to lose now. I mean, barring just a complete collapse or an injury, he's got the job for the next 9 weeks. Kellen Moore has assured people he's not switching back, and we're going to find out what they have at quarterback.
Now, Jim Derry is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things sports in Louisiana. Well, we know it's going to be an interesting 9 weeks here for the Saints, but we know the trade deadline is going to take place next week, November 4th. Now, there have been a lot of rumors about what the Saints may or may not do. We heard Alvin Kamara make jokes about retiring if he gets moved elsewhere. Rashid Shaheed, he might get moved as a valuable wide receiver. Do you foresee anything happening? Is Kamara really serious about quitting if he moves on? Or is that a bluff?
I don't think he's serious. Look, he loves New Orleans, but if I were Mickey Loomis and you could get anything for Alvin Kamara at this point, I think, and I've said this on my show, I think that you're only doing the man a favor by trading him to some contender. Let him finish his career out with a contender, because frankly, it doesn't look like AK-41's heart's in it right now, and you can't blame him, honestly, for all that he's gone through over the past, 4 to 5 years ever since Drew Brees left. So I don't think he's bluffing, but I think he would prefer to stay in New Orleans, but at the same time, I think that if he were traded, that he would go and he would do what's asked of him. So I actually foresee, I think there's going to be a couple people gone, whether it's Alvin Kamara or whether it's Rashid Shaheed or Chris Olave or this talk of Cesar Ruiz, the right guard. The problem is that I just don't know exactly what they're going to get for these guys. Mm. And so are you going to get the value that you're looking to get for trading some of these guys? If you trade Alvin Kamara for a fourth or a fifth round pick, what are the optics of that if you're a Saints fan when you're 1-7? And you're in misery right now. So it's going to be an interesting few days for sure before this trade deadline. But I do think that the Saints are going to make some moves, and I do think there'll be at least one big one.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. I love New Orleans. I love the Saints. I love Baton Rouge. Is there any glimpse or reason to be optimistic about the Saints at all?
For the near future or for not for this year, obviously?
Well, I'm not,
I mean, the only thing you're...
Yeah, not for this year, but is there something I could look? Yeah.
I think the same. Look, as bad a shape as they're in, it's basically because of the cap hell that they have created for themselves over the course of the past 3 to 4 years. And it just goes to show you how you can't kick a can down the road. And when Derek Carr said he was leaving, it left this team with no quarterback, and they were in a spot where they couldn't go get one. And so now the cap situation starts to get a little bit better, and I think that there actually is hope that the team can get better over the course of the next couple of years. But look, I mean, they're in a situation where, they're just going to have to fix it as soon as they can and keep the rebuilding process. So And a long-winded answer to your question is I think there is reason for hope, but I don't think this team is going to be a playoff team anytime the next couple years. And they're going to have to – if it ain't Chuck, they got to figure out who their quarterback. They're going to have to draft one with a top-five pick coming up in April.
Hey, Jim, last question for you. I know this is off to the side, but in regards to basketball, I feel like the Pelicans in the same spot. You got Zion. You don't know if he's playing. You don't know if he's healthy. And it feels like the Pelicans are just kind of running on a treadmill until they figure out his situation. When is he leaving? When are they going to give him the boot?
That's a good question. I think it's probably sooner rather than later at this point, especially if they continue to go winless, and their schedule is brutal to start this season. I think there's a good chance that they start out like 2-8 or something along those lines. And look, I think that if that happens, Willie Green's in a lot of trouble, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of other changes made if they can't turn the ship around early in November.
Yeah, wow, it's kind of crazy. Hey, we got to find the silver lining in Louisiana sports. At least the food is good, the people are good.
The
Jim,
food
you're
is
good.
Always good.
All the time. Hey, tell everybody where they can follow you, listen to the podcast, all your work, Jim.
The Datitude Podcast. It's Attitude with a D in front of it. We air every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. We'd love to have you come and join us, and maybe I can have you as a guest on one day soon.
Hey, well, Jim, I'd love to see you in person next time in Louisiana. Great conversation, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.